Macquarie defends himself against the criticism and allegations of his opponents in this 1822 dispatch to Lord Bathurst.
Turbulent individuals, generally stumbling on the very edge of the law, impatient of all restraint, and ever ready to asperse the most temperate administration of the most wholesome regulations, are found in the best ordered communities. Unfortunately, New South Wales had its share of them, and I am aware that my administration has been represented by them as oppressive and the people discontented. Even my work of charity and, as it appeared to me, sound policy in endeavouring to restore emancipated and reformed convicts to a level with their fellow subjects, a work which, considered in either a religious or a political point of view, I shall ever value as the most meritorious part of my administration, has not escaped their animadversion. They have, further, as I understand, had the audacity to insinuate that I increased my fortune by improper means while in the administration of New South Wales. This I assert, on my honour, to be a falsehood which, prepared as I was for their hostility, I little expected the most depraved and malignant of my enemies would have hazarded. The only change that has taken place in my small fortune since I embarked for New South Wales in 1809 has been from accumulation by its interest during my absence and by my having in an evil hour authorised my agents in this country to convert my money into land. The persons, therefore, and the malice of my detractors are alike beneath my contempt. Nor are the invectives, which on their authority have been so unsparingly, wantonly, and unjustly heaped on my name and character in a public place, where more temper and discrimination might have been expected, entitled to more respect.